What's up, Anchor fam? This is Kaylee Chella checking back in with today's top stories. Stand up or stay out of sight. Looking to quell a national debate that was sparked by Colin Kaepernick, stoked by President Trump, and some say chipped away at the very popularity of America's game, NFL owners approved a new policy Wednesday that allows players to protest during the national anthem by staying in the locker, but forbids them from sitting or taking a knee if they're on field. Commissioner Roger Goodell called it a compromise aimed at putting the focus back on football after a tumultuous year in which television ratings dipped nearly 10%. He said it was unanimously approved by NFL owners, but that was immediately called into question when the head of the San Francisco 49ers, Kaepernick's former team no less, said he abstained from the vote. The owner of the New York Jets also took a more conciliatory approach, promising not to punish any player who continues to protest against social injustice in full view of fans. The players' union said it wasn't consulted in the talks and would file a grievance against any change in the collective bargaining agreement. The owners seemed to address that concern by saying only teams would be fined for violations, not individual players. But the league also cleared the way for teams to set their own workplace policies, raising the specter of an even more convoluted approach to an issue that has dominated conversation away from the field. A federal judge ruled Wednesday that President Trump is violating the First Amendment when he blocks critics on Twitter because of their political views. U.S. District Judge Naomi Rice Bushwald in Manhattan stopped short in her written decision of ordering Trump or a subordinate to stop the practice of blocking critics from viewing his Twitter account, saying it was enough to point out that it was unconstitutional. Bushwald wrote, quote, "A declaratory judgment should be sufficient, as no government official, including the president, is above the law, and all government officials are presumed to follow the law, as has been declared." The judge did not issue an order against Trump, and the plaintiffs did not ask for one. But in cases like this, plaintiffs can, in theory, go back and ask for such an order. And if it is not obeyed, the violator can be held in contempt. Bushwald said she rejected the assertion that an injunction can never be lodged against the president, but nonetheless concluded, quote, that it is unnecessary to enter that legal thicket at this time. President Trump has branded his latest attempt to discredit the special counsel's Russia investigation as Spygate, part of a newly invigorated strategy embraced by his Republican colleagues to raise suspicions about the probe that has dogged his presidency from the start. Trump now is zeroing in on, and at times embellishing, reports that a longtime U.S. government informant approached members of his 2016 campaign during the presidential election in a possible bid to glean intelligence on Russian efforts to sway the election. He tweeted Wednesday morning that the FBI has been caught in a, quote, major spy scandal. Trump's latest broadside set the stage for an unusual decision by the White House to arrange a briefing about classified documents for just two Republican House members, both Trump allies, in a meeting expected Thursday, as Trump and his supporters in Congress press for more information on the outside informant. After Democratic complaints, the White House said late Wednesday that it would also give an additional briefing to a group of lawmakers known as the Gang of Eight after the Memorial Day recess. That group includes the top Republicans and Democrats in each chamber and the top Republicans and Democrats on the House and Senate Intelligence Committees. It remains unclear what, if any, spying was done. The White House has given no evidence to support Trump's claim that the Obama administration was trying to spy on his 2016 campaign for political reasons. It's long been known that the FBI was looking into Russian meddling during the campaign, and that part of that inquiry touched on the Trump campaign's contacts with Russian figures. Signing off for the Anchor News Rundown, this is Kaylee Chella reporting.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.